Hey guys, welcome to What the Society, where we question society and its rules. Today I think a societal rule or expectation that I want to question is the whole idea of reading. And so I want to speak about my reading journey, if I can call it that, and my experience with reading. So let's get into it.
We are here to fight for change in our city.
We are the Johannesburg Junior Council.
So, I know I'm not the only one. I think we've all grown up being told that, you know, need to read more books and spend less time playing video games, watching TV, or on social media. And, you know, when I was younger, I always would hear that, but I would just, you know, ignore or not pay attention or just think, okay, whatever. Those who like reading, and I'm not one of them. And I just carried on dismissing that whole idea of reading and everything. Until one day, I think it was even weird how it happened. Well, not weird, but it was just surprising. One day, my friends decided that after school, they were going to go to the library to pick up books. And these are people that had been reading all the time. I'd never read before. But I decided, okay, let me go with them and also pick up a book. And prior to that, the thing is, right, I would read books. I would try reading books, but I'd never finish. I'd always get bored, or I'd finish the first chapter, or maybe the second chapter, and then after time, I just stopped reading the book. I'd always get bored and not finish the books, and I didn't understand this whole hype around reading, if you can even call it that. You know, teachers and adults would say, you know, reading is good, it improves your marks and all of that, and I never understood that whole hype around reading. But anyway, I just thought, let me pick out a book. And one of my friends suggests that I read The Help, right? And The Help is basically a book about the lives of African American women in the 60s in the South who worked as domestic workers in white women's houses, and how they developed relationships with the white women's children, how they basically raised white women's children. And I know my friends know me well, and so I decided to take that book, and I went home and I started reading. And it was almost like, it almost seemed like a whole movie to me in my mind. I think I enjoyed that book so much. I read, and I just didn't want to put the book down. I read at every chance I could get. I mean, my sister was surprised. My family was surprised, because I'd never been so invested in a book. And personally, I'm someone who loves, I love watching TV. Yo, TV is, I love TV. I love watching TV. I love watching series. I love watching movies. I really do have a passion for television. But for some reason, I really enjoyed that book. I think I realized that I enjoy topics that relate to humanity, or topics that relate to social topics and humanitarian issues and all of those things. I think I realized through that I really enjoyed reading that book. And it got me thinking, and this was only in grade 10, it got me thinking that I, for the longest time, since up to grade 10, I had never finished a whole book in my life, unless it was for said working class. But for some reason, why did I finish that book, you know? And that got me thinking, and I realized that it's because it's almost like I found my match, you know, my book match. I realized that it's almost like I found a book that was for me, the book that I would enjoy. And I think that, well, I want to encourage other people, or especially younger people that are also being told to read. Reading is good, you know, although I don't think I've seen an effect in my life. I think, creatively, I can engage in conversations about books and all of that. I think that's a positive thing, but academically, I haven't seen an effect. But reading is good, and I think don't be discouraged if you haven't finished a book in your life. Don't be discouraged if you found books boring. I would encourage you to take time to find the book. Take time to find or ask yourself what you want to read about and take your time, because once you find that book, I bet you won't put it down. Once you find the right book for you, and some people might want to read books about finance, some people might want to read political books, some people might want to read non-fiction, fiction, but I found that I really enjoy fiction books, especially ones about the black experience. I found that, and from there I went and I read The Color Purple. I read Nervous Conditions by Tsitsi Dangiremba. I realized that there's a certain type of book that, sorry, a certain genre of book that I enjoy. And so, like I said, I want to encourage people to take your time to find that book. Take your time in finding that book that you enjoy. And I think this whole idea of reading a book also goes hand in hand with, or let me rather say, I think a lot of people who read books that they don't enjoy are trying to read it to prove something. You know, it gives that image that I read a book, that automatically gives that image that you're clever or that you're responsible. I know there's that whole idea around kids who read books versus kids who watch TV. And reading books, I'll say again, is a really good thing. It feeds your mind. But I think an important thing to remember is to not chase that whole clever look. Don't chase that look. Be authentically yourself while learning from other people and taking into account what they're saying. Like, for example, back to this whole reading book thing. I would sleep it off or ignore the fact that people say reading books is good, but eventually I had to learn to listen to what other people said. And I found that I enjoy reading books. While, I still love TV, but I found that reading books is not as bad as I thought it would be, especially when I read books that I like. And the way people speak about reading books as if, I don't know, it's a one-size-fits-all type of a thing. Just read a book. Or if you're reading a book, it's, oh wow, you're reading a book. But read books that you want to read. Don't just read any book. Read books that take your imagination to another place. Read books that inspire you. Read books that are interesting. And I really feel that The Help is a book that really sparked my love for storytelling. It really did. I always had love for storytelling, but that one just confirmed it. And it's a book I'll always remember. It's a book I'll never forget. And yeah, so if you take anything from this podcast or this my ramble here, I would say take your time in finding the book that's for you, and don't chase the whole image of being clever or intelligent or whatever. Be authentically yourself, because you never know who you might inspire. You never know how being yourself might be the perfect thing to be in a different situation. I don't know if that makes sense. I think basically just read books and be yourself, guys. And yeah, that's it from me. Don't forget to question society. Don't forget to question its rules. Be authentic. Be yourself. And take your time in finding the right book that's for you.
This podcast was brought to you by the Johannesburg Junior Council in partnership with Red Radio.